Lesson 7. Randy and Debbie go fishing. Father was getting ready to go fishing. Randy and Debbie watched as Father got his fishing pole out. "I wish I could go fishing," Randy said. "I'll take you with me another day, son," Father promised. When Father had gone, Mother said, "I have time to tell you a short story. What shall it be?" "Is there a story in the Bible about fishing?" Randy asked. "Yes, indeed," said Mother. "One day Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee. He saw two men fishing. The men were brothers. Their names were Peter and Andrew. Jesus called to them and told them something very strange."
"What did he say?" asked Debbie.
"Jesus said, 'Follow me and I will make you fishers of men,'" Mother answered.
"Fishers of men?" Randy asked. "What did Jesus mean?"
"Jesus meant that he would teach Peter and Andrew how to tell people the way to heaven," Mother explained. So the brothers left their fishing nets on the shore. They followed Jesus day after day and listened to his teaching. Jesus taught them many things about God. Then Jesus told them that he was going back to heaven to get a place ready for all who belong to him. Before Jesus left, he said, "I will come again."
"Is Jesus really coming back?" asked Debbie.
"Yes, he is," Mother answered. "That is why he wants us to tell others about him. Remember, our verse says, 'Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.' Jesus wants us to tell others about him so they will take him as their Savior. Then they will be ready to meet him when he comes again."
"If we tell people about Jesus, will we be fishers of men too?" Randy asked.
"Yes," Mother answered as she went back to her work. The children went out to play with Scrappy. They put Scrappy in the wagon. But Scrappy didn't want to ride in the wagon. He jumped out and ran toward the gate. Debbie ran after Scrappy. She picked him up. Then she saw Granny Brown going past. Debbie climbed on the gate.
"Hello, Granny Brown," said Debbie.
"May I ask you a question?" Granny Brown put down her heavy shopping bag.
"Yes, Debbie," she said. "What is it?"
"Did you know that Jesus is coming back again?" Debbie asked. Granny Brown's tired face broke into a smile.
"Yes, Debbie, I do know that," she said. "But I've been so busy lately, I haven't thought of it very much. Thank you for reminding me. It makes me happy to remember that Jesus is coming again."
When Granny Brown went on her way, Randy said, "I wish I could tell someone about Jesus."
"You can tell somebody at school tomorrow," said Debbie.
"But I want to be a fisherman for Jesus today," Randy said as they went back to their play. The children played for a long time. Suddenly, they heard a whistle. Randy jumped up.
"It's Jack, the paper boy," he said, running toward the house.
Jack got off his bike.
"Payday, Randy," he said with a grin.
"I'll tell Mum," Randy said. In a minute, Randy was back again. "Mum is getting your money, Jack," he said.
"Okay, I'll wait," said Jack.
Randy looked at Jack's smiling face.
"Jack," he said, "I want to be a fisherman for Jesus, but I don't know how to say it."
"A fisherman for Jesus?" Jack said. "What's that?"
"It means to tell people about Jesus," said Randy, "like the disciples did in the Bible. Do you have a Bible, Jack?"
Jack scratched his ear.
"I think Mum has one somewhere," he said.
"Well," Randy told him, "in the Bible, Jesus tells us he is coming back again. And Jesus wants everybody to be ready so he can take them to heaven with him."
Jack looked surprised.
"Are you sure about that, Randy?" he asked.
Randy nodded.
Just then, Randy's mother brought Jack his money. Jack got on his bike. He waved to Randy.
"Goodbye, Mr. Fisherman," he said. "I think I'll ask Mother to show me that in our Bible."
When Father came home, he brought two large fish. He told the children how he had caught them. Then Debbie told him about Granny Brown. Randy told him about Jack. Father said, "Catching fish in the river is fun, but telling others about Jesus is far more important. I am proud of you both." Randy and Debbie were glad they had pleased their father. Best of all, they knew that Jesus was pleased too.